It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and this is a program where we share the Word of God, and usually in a verse-by-verse Bible study like we're doing right now, teaching the book of 1 Peter. And today we're in chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3. I want to begin with verse 15. He says, "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord." See, Jesus needs to be Lord of our life, not just our Savior, but He needs to be Lord, where He is in control. We submit to Him and to His will. He goes on and says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." See, I believe with all of my heart that God brings people across our path, that we're able to share the gospel with them. And it's a divine appointment. Someone you just run into in a store, an old acquaintance, somebody you see on the job, whatever it is, all of a sudden you find yourself in one of those kairos moments, those moments that is going to determine someone's destiny as you share with them Jesus Christ and the experience you have with Him in your life. And Peter's telling us here that we got to set apart Christ as Lord and then be prepared to give an answer when somebody says, "What's different about you? What is it that makes you calm in the middle of a crisis?" He goes on and he says, "But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander." Peter is letting us know here that not everyone is going to be receptive to the gospel. Then in verse 17, Peter says, "It is better if it is God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." In John 15, Jesus warned His disciples. He said, "If the world hates you, remember that it hated me first." The world would love you as its own if you belong to it, but you're no longer a part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. And in verse 18, Peter lays out the gospel very plainly. He says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God." A couple of important truths in that verse. First of all, Christ died once for all. He paid for my sins, past, present, and future. He paid for your sins, the sins of the world. Jesus took that upon Himself, the righteous for the unrighteous. And His goal? To bring you to God. Peter goes on and he says, "He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit, through whom also He went and preached to the spirits in prison, who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built." Now, what's he talking about here? He's talking here about Christ was put to death in the body, but the Spirit of God raised Him from the dead. And what did He do while He was in the heart of the grave? Peter tells us He went and preached to the spirits in prison. He's talking about those 3 days that Jesus was in the heart of the earth, in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. So these people did not have a chance for salvation. So Jesus goes and He preaches to them who were in prison, who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you. Also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God. Here in this chapter, when Peter is speaking of the flood and God judging the earth with the flood, and he speaks about Jesus and His death on the cross, he makes this statement. He said, "This water symbolizes baptism that now saves you." Friend, it's very important to understand water baptism doesn't save us, and that's not what Peter was talking about. He was talking here about a spirit baptism. When you're born again, you are baptized into the body of Jesus Christ. And Peter says that's the one thing that gives us a good conscience towards God. Because when we're baptized into Christ, all the scriptures that talk about in him. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That's talking about being baptized into Christ. It's a spirit baptism done by the Holy Spirit. He draws us to Christ. And what that does is it saves us. Peter says, it saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So many times we focus on the cross, and I'm so thankful for what Jesus did upon the cross. But friend, if it wasn't for the empty tomb, the cross would be nothing to us. Because it's the fact that God raised Jesus from the dead, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. So Peter says it saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. How often do we hear people say, Jesus lives in my heart? Well, it's really not true, friend. Jesus, according to Peter, is gone into heaven. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession for us. So who lives in our heart? It's the Holy Spirit. God sent his Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going to the Father, but I'm going to send you a comforter, and he'll be with you. He'll be in you. So here in 1 Peter, Peter is giving us the example of Jesus and his suffering for doing good. He didn't die because of something bad that he did. He died for my sins on the cross. And so he's showing us here that through godly suffering, Jesus brought us to the Father. Through him dying on the cross, we were brought to God. And so he's telling us here, don't be alarmed when you suffer, when people persecute you, when people come against you because they don't like you sharing God's word. Peter's telling us here that God's got a plan, and it's better to suffer for doing good than doing evil. Now today we want to get into chapter 4, which is a great chapter because in the fourth chapter of 1 Peter, Peter's going to speak to those of us in the end times, the days that we live in now. And he's going to give us the attitudes that we need to have as believers. He says, therefore, it begins with my favorite word. When you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. It means I've said all this before to make my point. Now here's my point. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. Let me read this first part out of the Message paraphrase because it really makes sense. It says, since Jesus went through everything you're going through and more, learn to think like him. Think of your sufferings as a weaning from that old sinful habit of always expecting to get your own way. Then you'll be able to live out your days free to pursue what God wants instead of being tyrannized by what you want. Another translation says, he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Paul wrote a lot in the book of Romans about this subject, that sin is no longer our master. Once we come to know Jesus Christ, we no longer live for pleasure. We no longer live obedient to the flesh. When we come to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, sin begins to let go. Those habits, those things that once enslaved us and drove us, they're no longer our master. And so Peter's teaching us here, no longer do we live in sin, but now we live for the will of God. Now, when we come to verse 4, Peter begins to tell us what the friends from the former life begin to think about us. He says, they think it's strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation, and they heap abuse on you. Have you ever gone through that? The crowd you used to run with, all of a sudden they begin to make fun of you, or they begin to say, man, what's wrong with you? Why don't you like to do this? You used to love this lifestyle. They don't understand. He goes on and says in verse 5, but they will have to give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Listen again how Peterson puts this part in the Message. I love the Message paraphrase. He says, of course your old friends don't understand why you don't join in with the old gang anymore. But you don't have to give an account to them. They're the ones who will be called on the carpet and before God himself. Now let's pick up with verse 6 of 1 Peter chapter 4. Peter says, "For this is the reason the gospel was preached, even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to men in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit." Now this can be confusing sometimes because you might say, "Man, Keith, do we get a second chance after we die? Here's Jesus preaching to those who are dead." Remember earlier in the passage I shared with you that Jesus preached to the spirits in prison when he went into hell, when he was 3 days and three nights, when he was in the heart of the earth. And now he's talking about when he went into Abraham's bosom and he preached. So he preached to them there that were the righteous dead. And he shared with them, these were the righteous people that died before Jesus came and offered his life as a sacrifice. So Jesus is preaching to them, it says here. And this is the reason the gospel was preached, even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to men in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. Now then Peter begins verse 7 by telling us, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray." This is one of the most important verses for us today, friend. If you don't understand all the part about Jesus preaching to to those who were captive during when he was in the heart of the earth, you don't have to understand all that. But this is very important. Verse 7, "The end of all things are near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray." Friend, I believe with all of my heart we're living in the last days. I believe it began May 14th, 1948, when Israel became a nation again. God brought them back to fulfill Bible prophecy, and Jesus is coming back. The world today, all the things that are going on today, are the signs of his coming Jesus gave us in Matthew 24. And so Peter writes to us 2,000 years ago, and he's telling us, "The end of all things is near." If it was near 2,000 years ago for Peter, how much closer is it today, friend? And then he says, therefore, so here comes the heavy part, "Be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray." How are we clear-minded? There's so many things competing today for our minds, for our thoughts. But God wants our focus to be clear, having our minds upon him. Serious attitude of prayer. He's like, be clear-minded and self-controlled. Peter goes on and he says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. What a great verse. Have you noticed that? If you love somebody, you'll put up with the wrong they do, the mistakes they make, because love covers over a multitude of sins. That verse is salvation to a lot of marriages today when they come to understand that real love gives up the right to punish somebody for the wrong they do to you. Because love, it covers up a multitude of sins. And he goes on and says, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. I have to chuckle at that because it makes me think of somebody inviting somebody over for dinner and their wife's like, I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to cook this, but I'll do it because Peter told me I'm supposed to do it. Friend, we're living in the last days. We're living in the time before Jesus returns to this world. The end of all things is near, and we need to be clear-minded and self-controlled so that we can pray. Thanks for joining me today, friend, on the program. And next time, we're going to pick up right where we left off. God loves you, friend.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional. He makes his mercies new every morning.